baby. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man. Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Ten City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling as usual. My man Father Time, Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
We chilling. You know how we do it, man. Networking and politician every networking and politicking every motherfucking Wednesday, like we always do about this time. Y'all know how we do. Got my man Wick on the line. Wick, what's happening?
What it do? What it do? Hey, for all y'all, they don't know the Sin City real number, man. It's still going to the other one. You need to let people know what. Yeah, you need to let people know the real Sin City number.
Yeah, we need to get that established. Okay. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up?
Chilling.
What's up, Janine?
Hey.
All right, hold on for a second. For everybody that's listening, and if you want to call in, the new number is 563-999-3059. That's the new number, and we're sticking with it.
And if you need to talk, get online, please push 1.
That too. All right, let me ask everybody a question.
Can you repeat that number one more time, dog, before you go?
One more time, old man.
The new number is 563-999-3059.
And for all y'all with new phones, it's free to your phone. You don't have to worry about it.
I don't think nobody charges for long distance anymore. I think that's just dead.
Well, yeah, I just learned that. I got a police call. I mean, I got somebody calling me from jail. I didn't know they can do that on the goddamn phones now. Motherfucker tried to call the way they tried to. You know, I don't answer no police calls. I was like, hell no, click. Hey, it wasn't nobody I knew. I mean, it wasn't nobody I really knew. You know what I'm saying? If it was one of my niggas, I would have answered that shit. But I didn't know they can do that. You know, it looks strange to me.
A motherfucker from jail can call your phone straight out now? They ain't got to call collect no more?
No, it's collect, but you answer the phone from your cell phone. Yeah,
a motherfucker can
call
your
phone
cell phone collect. They can call the cell phone collect.
Yep.
I didn't know you could do that shit.
Me either.
Man, you
got to
put some type of plan on your phone, man. That's what you got to do. If you put that plan on your phone, then, yeah, they can call your cell phone.
No. If you got a plan phone, they could call you. It's like a regular phone. Like it used to be a landline now. I just found this out. It's because I went through all that shit, Cass. I did. I was like, how the fuck they call? Yeah, it's like if they can get your name, it's like a landline. But if you get your name, they can call.
You still got to set up some type of plan for it. They can't just.
I don't know. I said no. I mean, I guess if you answer and say yes,
right. If you said yeah, okay. If you said yeah, you'd have found out that you got to set up some type of plan for it.
Yeah, I said no.
Shit, my phone bill is gonna be $1,000.
Okay. hold on, y'all.
Hell yeah,
hold
I know,
on, cause y'all.
I called my auntie. That shit is like what is it? $15 a call or some shit.
Mm-mm. All right, y'all.
Yeah, they kill you.
Hold on, man. We got the life on the line. The life, what's happening?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
What's happening?
How are y'all tonight?
Feeling pretty good.
Oh, well, that is a blessing to hear.
All right, we ain't gonna get it. We ain't gonna start no shit like you did last night. But let me ask everybody a question. I mean, this is old school. How many motherfuckers make New Year's resolutions and actually keep them? Do y'all still do that? Do anybody on the show right now make New Year's resolutions?
This show is called Sin City. So how many resolutions you thought we kept? Duh. This is Sin City.
I understand that, man. You're not listening to me. You're not hearing my point. Never mind, man.
y'all can. I mean, they can try to answer, but I'm pretty sure ain't nobody did that one. Have you? You might be the only one, old man.
I make resolutions every year. I don't keep them, but I still make them.
I was about to say, you might be the only one. I got done with resolutions. I'm a realist. I told y'all. All right,
let me go down the line. Janine, do you make New Year's resolutions?
I mean, sometimes I do. I believe more in superstitions than I believe in do the New Year's resolutions. Like, I believe... If you're not with the person that you plan on being with in 2017, if you don't spend New Year's Eve with them, your relationship gonna end that year, that next year.
I believe that too. I actually believe that. I really do. I really do.
You know, it's messed up. I guess I can't say I believe that. I guess I can't say I do believe that.
Oh, so I ain't the only one.
Yeah,
no,
I guess I can't
one.
Say I, you ain't the only one. I guess I can't say I kind of believe that because I went through that. Yeah, I do believe that one.
You know what else I
bullshit.
Believe?
That's bullshit.
You know what?
Hold on. Let me before you go to your next one. That's bullshit. I mean, if
you don't
got
believe that
in your head, no, I don't. And let me tell you why. The only reason that shit comes to fruition is if. You sit there and you believe that bullshit. So now you like your whole. You wake up January 1st, and that person not right there, or that person ain't around you. You automatically go, oh, we ain't supposed to be together.
No, it's not.
So your
it's
whole
not just
fucking attitude is fucked. Wait a minute. Hey, hold on, man. Let me finish. Your whole attitude gets a little bit different. It's all about your mind state. Nah, hell no, I don't believe that shit.
Can't stop. It's just karma, man. That's what happens. The ways of the world. We don't make the rules. We just try to live by it, man. It's just one of the rules of the world.
Man, look here. Let me tell you something. Ain't no such thing as karma. All it is a motherfucker having a bad day and a good day. You're going to have bad days, you're going to have good days. Every time you have a bad day, you're going to say it's karma. That's bullshit. Hold on.
I disagree with that.
Well, and so fucking what?
I,
Slick Mick, what's happening?
I disagree with that.
What's going on, baby? What's how y'all doing?
I'm chilling.
Hey. Hello.
What's happening, Mick?
What's going on, baby?
What's up, white face?
What's up, man?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now let me go into this other one. I do believe on New Year's at 12 o'clock, if you don't have money in your pocket, I believe you're going to struggle the whole year. I'm talking about hardcore
stuff. I don't believe in that one. I don't believe in that.
You should at least have a dollar in your pocket at midnight.
I do believe that one. I do believe that, but no, I don't think your money. I don't believe in that one. Cause I done had a couple of G's in my pocket, and that shit that year in, and then go out. I had money in my pocket, so yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I was still broke.
Yeah, I was still goddamn broke. If you got goddamn kids, family, you gonna still be broke.
Right,
I don't believe in that one.
Let me backtrack. Delightful. Do you believe in what Janine said? If you don't wake up with that person, y'all relationship don't last the whole year. Do you believe that? Delightful.
Go ahead, Delightful. Be truthful with it, Delightful. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. I think there's some truth in it. However, I don't believe in it.
There's truth in it, but you don't believe in it. That sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah, I don't take it. I mean, call it what you want. I think that what she's saying makes sense, and I can see where she's going with it because I've, you know, kind of evaluated it. However, my relationship's been in, but, you know, they were a little rocky.
She answered that like a Donald Trump question.
She said they were rocky.
I felt like I was just sitting here with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. She just went around the question and just made sure it was all right with the question.
All right, What about you, Mick? Do you believe if you don't wake up with that person, you're not going to finish the year with that person?
You know what? I used to believe that, but now I don't, for the simple reason for the last, like, 2 years, I haven't opened up the new year with this person, but we still doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I used to believe it. Yeah, I used to believe in that, just like with the money thing. I used to believe in that, but not now, you know.
Damn, Janine, I guess we the only motherfuckers that roll like that. I believe that shit.
Everything is mine.
Every year I woke up single, I ended the year single.
Motherfucker, we talking about you. Come on now, anybody really want to go by Father Time belief?
Eat your motherfucking tacos, man. Eat your tacos.
I'm just saying, really, anybody want to go by Father Time's belief?
Janine believes too.
I believe that too.
See, I ain't the only motherfucker that believe that.
I've always believed that. That's that old Mississippi Southern belief.
Exactly. That's the same. You just said it's an old Mississippi Southern belief.
My great grandma taught me that.
Mm-hmm. Not just like the money. You wake up with a dollar in your pocket. A dollar, $1 gonna make you rich the whole year. Hell no.
I'm not saying it's gonna make you rich, dog. I'm just saying
you don't have money when you need it.
I believe that shit.
I done woke up New Year's Day with not a fucking cent in my pocket, and I had a good year. I done woke up with motherfucking $1,000 in my pocket and had a fucked up year. So I mean, what that shit, man. It's a stereotype. Old Negro spirituals.
Hey, I got a question on the kind of with the Negro spiritual, what you said, like today, I was trying to holler at this pretty ass woman, but technology fucks it up. Everybody keep their headsets on. That's what motherfuckers do nowadays. They got their head. I mean, I remember back in the day, you can go out and try to talk to a woman. You can talk to that woman. Now you got to say, excuse me, and make sure she take her headset off to talk to her. What's up
so
with
you
that?
So you did all that
manners,
talking?
Though, anyway?
You did all that talking and she listened to music. Ain't her shit.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She didn't talk. Hey, I think we'll be nice together. She said that listening to
so
LG.
Y'all don't think that? I mean, what's wrong with that? It's fucked up, ain't it?
Well,
no,
I don't know.
Excuse me.
You know,
right.
back in the day, I remember dating. You know, you go out and go to the club, you talk to this woman or something. Now it's dating is you go on the internet and type a couple of shit on the internet and then you're dating. I'm not used to this
shit.
I'm still trying to learn this new shit. I'm not, you know, that typing shit. You know, you don't know who you're typing to. It could be a fat motherfucker sitting up there with his goddamn dick out while you typing. That's why I don't
hey,
like
hey, dog, let me ask you a question, man. Now, how long was you talking to this woman before you realized she had on some motherfucking headphones?
Huh?
How long was you talking to her before you realized she had some headphones in her ear?
No, I don't do that. And I don't do the internet. You know that. I tell y'all, don't text me. Call me. You know, I don't do the internet. I need to be seen face to face. One text and then I see you. Then I go over there. You got goddamn 30 goddamn kids.
Did you just forget what you just said, man?
No.
Crack is a hell of a drug.
No, this is what I said. I said, why? I asked the question, why? Before I said anything, I said, why is
no,
we
hold
out
on,
here?
No, hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. You said you was trying to talk to this woman, and she had headphones on.
Oh,
and I asked you, how long were you talking to her before you realized she had on headphones?
Oh, a second or two. You can see the headphones when you're talking. You make them pull them out, and then you talk. But that's not the point I was making. Why everybody wearing headphones? That's the point. That's the point I was making. Everybody in the world is on headphones. Motherfucking come up to you and got there smacking you in the face, and you don't even know it. Because everybody listening to anything.
I guarantee if you smack me in my face, I will know it. If you smack me in my face, I guarantee you them headphones coming up, because I'm going to be like, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to smack. Yeah, yeah, right, they're going to come out because I'm going to snap the shit out your ass and make them come out. I just don't believe in headphones and people, you know, shit is checking.
You must got
all I'm saying that. You. All I'm saying that it's a reason that people doing things, you know. Headphones,
yeah,
and, you know,
is that you don't want
you.
To be a proper gentleman. You are supposed
they're
to
they're ignoring
you. You are supposed to tap her on the shoulder.
Bro, no, I'm not going to tap nobody. You touch somebody, they mess around and try to fight you. Like, excuse me, Miss Lady, she gonna turn around and try to fight you. No, hell no, you can't
okay,
do that.
Okay, so and so you gonna sit there and just keep talking without her responding?
No, just leave it alone. You can't do nothing else.
Nah,
what else you gonna do?
He walking down the motherfucking street.
So it's obvious you didn't get the digits. You didn't get the number.
Hell no, I didn't get the number.
How old
no, I didn't. I didn't even. I felt disrespected because I tried to talk to the bitch and still had a headset on. And
but
I didn't mean to call her
a bitch.
No, I was just about to say I didn't mean to call her a bitch.
Sure you did.
Yeah,
you probably did.
So let me ask you, dog. Was your feelings hurt because she wasn't talking to you? Is that what?
No,
it
my
was?
Feelings. My feelings got hurt because it felt like I got ignored because she was in her music. I mean, with her headset on. And that's what I don't get. You know, I remember back in the day, you can go out and, you know, find a female, y'all talk. Now you got to get over the goddamn headset shit. And then you got to keep the Facebook away while you talking to her. You got so much shit, you got to fight the goddamn, just the court. is that the right word to say? Quit, you know, try to.
Maybe she just didn't want to talk, bro.
Right. No, maybe she didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
No, I'm being nice about it. Why you just, you should respect that.
If she had headphones on prior to him, it was not him. She was just in her zone. Leave that woman alone.
But
try to.
It's not even about, I mean, it's not about her because I went to the next one, got a number, and that was all good. But I was just talking about how it used to be. You know, this headset shit, you got to sit there. Everybody on headsets. If you sit around anyway, if you take
what's
any type of, what's wrong with
what's
it?
Wrong
you're
with
not paying
what's wrong with a motherfucker listening to their music?
You're not.
Instead of listening to all the bullshit around them.
You're
not understanding
what,
that.
What you... You're not paying attention, and you're missing shit. You don't remember back in the day when You don't remember no headset. The motherfucker had to have a Walkman to have a headset, and we was able to have communications. Now we don't do that.
Man, look at
communications.
Motherfucker take the headset off. They ready to fight.
Wait. This is the dumbest conversation I've heard thus far. I'm just going to be flat out with you. This conversation.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Now.
This conversation is dumber than Mike and calling the police from the window and stuff. We sure about that?
Yeah.
Is it a game, man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, now, bring to me why.
So
why is it a dumb conversation?
First of all, I'm just going to say this. If that particular female don't want to talk to you and she leaves her headphones on,
that's not when I'm not on the female. See, that's where y'all going all around the whole thing. I'm not on the female. I'm on the people not being able to talk to each other.
That's because she ignoring your ass. It's not because she don't want to talk to people. She just don't want to talk to you.
Oh, God. So you ain't never been in. So, Cass, so you ain't never been in no situation. You try to talk to somebody and figure out they had headsets on. You ain't never had nobody tell you in your lifetime that, oh, no, I don't want to talk to you because you got that uniform on. I'm just asking questions.
I'm answering your question. Nope.
You said nope. So the story you told, never mind. Okay.
What story? Please tell me.
About 3 years ago, you said you was in a store with your uniform on, and chick tried to holler at you. I mean, where? You tried to holler at the chick, and she told you, oh, no, you're not in my pay grade. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. But she didn't. She did respond. She didn't ignore me. She said what the fuck she had to say. Okay, that was the end of that. It wasn't the fact she had some fucking headphones on that was ignoring me. She just didn't want to talk to me. Now, it's a big difference between that she had some headphones on and she ignored me. No, she just said I went in her pay grade. So she didn't want to talk to me. All right, I can respect that. Where that bitch at now and where am I at?
Let me ask you a question, dog. Let me ask you a question. How did that shit make you feel, man? For real, seriously.
What?
When
she
said
that,
you're not in my pay grade. How did that make you feel?
Nothing, because the bitch was, come on now. You know what, let me not say the bitch. You know what, it was funny because it was like, I know that in a month I'll probably see more money than she probably see in a year. But, I mean, you know, it was just a simple fact that these motherfuckers, certain motherfuckers be on the come up. And trust and believe that because of the shit that she said at that particular moment, she's regretting it now because I've seen her several times. You know what I'm saying? I done seen her when I done got out my motherfucking charger. And the motherfucker looked at me like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Bitch, you retarded. You know what I'm saying?
Call you CT.
I'd have cussed her ass out. I got on my motherfucking yellow vest.
And hold on, hold on. Let's get something straight. Hold on, hold on. Let's get something straight. I wasn't trying to approach her like that. I mean, because let's get the story right. I was about to ask her a question, and that's when she said, if you're not in my pay grade, she thought I was trying to talk to her. I was trying to ask her a question. Now, if we're going to get the story, now, if you want to go back 3 years ago, Wick, that was the thing. I was finna ask her a question, and she thought that I was trying to talk to her, and she told me that if I ain't in her pay grade, so don't say nothing to her. I wasn't trying to talk to her. But trust me, trust and believe, motherfucker, I ain't got to be sitting there trying to whine and dine no motherfucking body. I'm just that goddamn good.
Rat damn, bastard. Dog.
Well,
alrighty
then. There it is.
You should have nothing else to say for the rest of the night.
I got nothing else to say. Shit. Sound like I'm good.
That motherfucker checked you.
Excuse?
Like a game of chess. Check
you.
Excuse
me. My king is right there. I don't got nothing
to
do.
Funny, but I mean, he was being funny, but my whole thing was. It, my thing is, I wasn't trying to talk to her. I was trying to ask her a question. One, the fact I was trying to talk to her, I was trying to ask her a simple question. But soon as she see me, and he's right about the fact that when she see me with my uniform on, she said that I'm not
right
in her pay grade.
I said, no excuses.
No. You was right about the part that her saying that you're not in my pay grade. But
I wasn't trying to holler at her,
but then when she seen me at the gas station getting out that motherfucking charger, she looked at me like I was your ass, bitch.
Can we all just get along?
I'm just saying, wait. I'm just saying,
charges
make you do all that.
You say what?
Oh, I'm just saying, chargers make you do all that?
Hell yeah, mine
now
do.
Now it's a oh, okay. Just checking.
I still want to cuss her ass out.
It ain't the car, because I can get out of the Pinto and still look just as good. It ain't the car. It's just it's the nigga that's getting out of it. You know what I'm saying? She caught me at work. She caught me at work getting out the work truck. You know what I'm saying? We got a raggedy work truck. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, basically, the whole point I was making, why that you have to be that other guy. You work. I mean, motherfuckers work every day and they do everything. And why you have to be that other guy to impress that woman? What happened to the women nowadays? That's the only thing I said.
Well,
that's
the question you need to ask.
Why am I ask the panel? Why you gotta be a thug and not a working man? Ladies?
I don't need no thug. I like blue collar men, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. You had a blue collar man treat you for your birthday.
Man, Father Kyle, I was waiting on lightning to strike, man. I would wait for a minute for that one.
So,
but
I didn't reciprocate by giving him some. I don't like blue collar men. Really?
No, that's not true. I was asking why y'all don't want the blue collar man and y'all to take the thug instead. Don't get me wrong, I could be both. You know, I've been both.
What the fuck you been blue collar?
I've been blue collar. I'm blue collar right now. I'm working with a company, nigga. I'm a stagehand. That is blue collar. I'm a stagehand.
If that's the case, every man that got a job is blue collar.
That's what they call us, blue collar, when you got a job.
Oh, okay. All right.
What you thought blue collar was? Father Kai?
Not that.
Don't you pay your taxes?
I always thought blue collar was like, you know, middle class.
Blue collar is a motherfucker that get their hands dirty. Maintenance men, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers. Blue collar motherfuckers is motherfuckers that work with their hands, do the steel mills and all that shit. White collar motherfuckers is motherfuckers that work in corporate America.
If you need a dictionary, old man, we can get it up for you.
And we ain't never been no white collar workers.
Hell no, we always been blue collars. You been messing around with that nigga D too much. White collar ass.
I can't do no white collar. They too nerdy for me. I'll probably scare the shit out of them.
All right, let me start.
I'll take one. The nerdier the better.
That's probably
that's because you want to run it. Hold on. That's because the life will want to run every goddamn thing. That's why she want a white collar worker. You want a motherfucker? She get you fine dear. No, you don't want that motherfucker to be like, hey girl, shut the fuck up talking to me. I done been at work all goddamn day. My motherfucking feet hurt. And where the fuck is my goddamn dinner?
That's where my side boo come in. My side boo, cause he gonna work a lot.
Yeah, all right. Your side boo gonna kick in your ass.
Shit. I want me a white collar woman. Fuck it.
Wick, what you gonna bring to that white collar woman? Don't say dick. Please don't say dick. What else you bring to this white collar woman?
I'm thinking right now.
You said
I couldn't bring dick, so I'm thinking. Come back to this question.
What? You ain't got a motherfucking thing to bring them up in this dick. Once they find a bigger dick and a better bankroll, your ass is out.
Yeah, so I gotta make sure I pull some goddamn good dick.
Dick is not all a white collar woman needs. I don't know
exactly.
Why men think that we could get some good dick.
That's not true, Janine. Because if you get a white collar woman and her husband is not giving her dick.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Wick. I don't think you understand the difference between white collar women and white women. It's another letter in there. It's another word in there. Not white women and white collar women. White collar women and white women are not the same. I'm just saying.
You can get that one that her husband. Not giving the dick right. It can happen. And you can come over, maybe once a month, maybe twice a month, when it's going good. You know, go over there and get your, you know, give her a dick and get your love. I feel like a prostitute. Damn.
I got a host in my house, too.
Damn.
I told you.
Do that make me a prostitute, y'all?
I
just thought about that shit.
White collar women and white women. You can't see. What if you're putting white women with white collar women?
I got. No, actually, I got a.
You got a woman working in corporate America. Hold on, Wick.
Yep.
You got a woman working in corporate America.
Yes, I do.
What's she work at?
She's a five-star. Wow, like I'm really going to tell you goddamn thugs. She's a five-star worker, and she has a husband.
What's she work at?
She's a good friend of mine. She's a good friend of mine. I'm just saying she's a good friend of mine.
Okay. I'm done.
Lord have mercy. That's not even... Anyway, all right, man, check this out. I read this article, and I think mostly everybody on the show grew up in a single parent home, most of us. So I'm gonna go down and listen. Y'all tell me if y'all agree with this. All right, it starts off, it says, if you were raised in a single-parent home, you need to reprogram your whole mind to be successful in a family, okay? As you're likely to repeat unknown dysfunctional behaviors. And this person lists reasons. Y'all tell me if y'all agree with this. She says, I don't know if it's a woman. She said you saw a half parent and leadership team try to function as a whole team, but you don't know which behaviors belong in which zone. I don't even understand that one. You know what I mean? If you grew up in a single parent home, you think struggle is normalized? Anybody agree with that shit? You think it's normal to struggle because you grew up in a single parent home? I ain't feeling that one.
I grew up in a two-parent home, and we struggle, so. I think he is stronger in a single-parent home.
I can agree with that. I think growing up in a single-parent home, I think that do make you stronger. I can agree with that. She also say growing up in a single-parent home, you don't witness marriage, you witness pain.
I agree with that.
That could go both ways. So,
yeah, but
they
got
no good relationship just because you got two parents.
Just being honest, I agree with that with a single parent. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, man, you can't keep cutting people off, man. Janine, what did you say? Because I didn't hear you.
Oh, I just said that could go for a two parent home too. Because if the relationship is not a good relationship, it's going to be the same thing.
Okay. The next one is. Now remember, this is a person growing up in a single parent home. Someone had to fill in the needs and role of the father or mother, the absent parent. And when they did, it confused you about your role.
What?
I guess you got that one parent playing mother and father, or father and mother, and you know, and it fucks you up because you don't know which role you're supposed to play. If you got one person playing both roles, you grow up thinking that's what you're supposed to do because you only saw one person doing it.
Anybody agree with that?
I agree.
It takes one time for your dick to get right, man. This is crazy.
I mean, if you look at it the other way, Father Todd should have said it. You got a stepdad coming in there and taking over the problems of the father. If he just said it right, I agree.
What the fuck you mean by saying it right? I said the way they wrote it.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I just want to show you. Stop reading and make your own opinion to it.
I guess so. Wow.
Nobody knows what the fuck you been.
Hey, it also says if you grew up with just your mother, your feminine side can easily spin out of control. I don't agree with that. I mean, I grew up with my mama. I'm in touch with my feminine side, but this shit ain't out of control. I ain't walking around this guy
and switching. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that one alone.
It ain't out
I'm
of control.
Say
no, hold
we
on.
I'm just gonna say no.
We need to ask your wife.
It ain't out of control. But that, you motherfucker, you do throw tantrums. You throw tantrums like no other.
I didn't say it. He did. I just said I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone.
You do throw some tantrums.
Go to the next one. It'll be the best thing to do for the time. Go to the next one. Leave that one alone right now. I'm trying to help you out.
All right, this was for the ladies. It says, your disrespectful mother can only attract creeps. So now you think all men are creeps. Y'all believe that?
Do what?
Yep.
Say that one more again.
Your disrespectful mother could only attract creeps. So now you both think that men are usually creeps.
Y'all need a translator. In other words, your mama don't like any of your boyfriends.
We did not say
that's
it.
Not what that means.
Y'all need a translator.
So in other words, if your mom's dating assholes, that's what you're gonna use to get attracted to. Y'all agree with that, ladies?
No, I don't agree. I don't agree with none of that. I think it just all depends on your environment and how you're raised. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more. I'm looking for a good one. You will ruin your spouse if you try to put everything on them instead of dividing roles based on gender.
Nah, I'm even lost on that one. I'm kind of lost. Say that again.
You will ruin your spouse if you try to put everything on them instead of dividing roles based on gender.
Man, look at that.
Only the man is supposed to cut the grass.
I don't know what you're reading from, man, but let it go. Let that one go. Because whatever you read that from, they ain't worried the goddamn thing right. They ain't worried shit for us to understand.
Okay. I thought it was an interesting article.
That one just, I don't even know how to translate that shit. I'm still thinking like, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm supposed, you know what, let me
how about I translate all this? If you love your wife, be with her. Fuck what anybody else say. Period.
What? What are you talking about? You ain't even married. How the hell you even talking?
Ooh, shit.
Good Lord, man. Good God to Jesus. This is goddamn one of the worst shows we've ever had. Nobody making sense. Ain't nobody making sense on this motherfucker tonight. Ladies.
Yeah.
What do y'all got for us? Because the fellas, we babbling tonight. What do y'all got for us tonight?
Oh, goodness.
Give us a question that really makes sense. Damn, we don't have
come up with. Well, we
try. We don't have not one question to make sense tonight. This is only in Sin City. Only in Sin City does this happen.
Why the fuck these young motherfuckers wear their pants down to their ass with dirty ass drawers? How about that? That's the question.
Oh my god.
No, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Oh, I do not give a fuck what them kids do. Fuck them.
Yeah,
kids.
That's the question.
Are we muting me or unmuting? Can I talk?
You better
not. Yeah,
ain't nobody muted you.
My phone just said unmuted. But anyway, so I had a conversation with the African men here today. One that I just added to the group. I guess in their country, threesomes and polygamy and all that stuff is unborn charted territory. So I guess my question is, is that really just the Midwest thing, or does that not exist over there? Because I don't think that started here.
No, that ain't no Midwest thing. That shit go through the dirty South, go up north, shit, going down on the West Coast.
Okay, wait a minute. In the United States, let me say that. In the United States. Did that just start here?
Hell, yeah.
I mean, That don't go on the road.
Hell no.
I didn't think I was crazy. I'm just saying, like, am I really that clueless? Hold on now. King Joffe Joffe had four or five women. Then he went on this bitch.
You know, I am the king of Zumanda. Now, you don't tell my wife that we just, you suck these dick and you fuck her.
Okay, so it's fair to say that over there it's more discreet, and in the United States we're just more open and bold with it?
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, we don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, we over here, shit, I'm looking for one.
It's the United States.
What they at? Shit. Hey, what they
the
say? What they do that at?
I think the difference is they actually married multiple women. They were able to marry multiple women. Over here, they're not able to do that.
Well, yeah, y'all remember dude that did it? Hey, we did try. Dude did try to do it. He tried to do it. What is it? David, two of them tried to do it.
Great, yes, sir.
And the government killed him.
Oh my god.
So you,
wait a minute, hold on. This is the most mountain. This is the man, this show got the worst most misinformation. So you telling me a dude got killed because he had a threesome?
No, that's not what I said. I said
you said the government killed him.
We were talking about
He's talking about polygamy because he was married to multiple women. Is that what you're saying?
And the
yes, thank
so,
you, Janine.
What president killed it? What president say, oh, no, hell no. This motherfucker fucking two bitches at once. Kill him now.
Hmm?
I'm going to put my shit on Ronald and Nancy. Or George Bush, the first George Bush, because he had an old bitch too. But, man, come on, really? The president been sent out assassins to kill motherfuckers because they was having threesomes? Oh, my God.
Do that. Well, for cash, do that sound really incredible for the president to do some fucked up shit? Do that really sound incredible? That president to do some shit like that.
Wait a minute, hold on, let me ask you. I didn't say nothing about Obama. Hold on, man. The most powerful man in the country, you think he can have a threesome when he want one?
Technically, he's not the most powerful man in the country. He's like Ronald McDonald.
Oh,
he's a face piece.
God damn, man. Would y'all shut up? You know what? I'm
he's
done.
He's a face
for
piece.
All right. Father Time, it's on you. I'm done. Now, either y'all going to talk or this motherfucker going to be on mute for the next whatever minutes left. Because this got to be the dumbest motherfucking question that ever came out. Ronald McDonald and Obama, how in the hell do y'all compare the two?
How don't you That's the question, Cash. How don't you?
Are you that ignorant? Hold on, everybody just chill for a second. Somebody, did you just call me ignorant? I said, are you that ignorant? I asked, are you that ignorant? No, motherfucker, I ain't ignorant or ignorant, you dumb.
Okay,
all right.
Everybody, hold on.
God damn it.
You're so rude.
All right. Wait. I'm about to give you the flow, dog. I'll mute everybody if I have to, man. But
I don't really need you.
No,
I
hold
don't
on,
want
man.
The
hold
floor.
On. Listen to me. I need you to explain to me how you compare Ronald McDonald with President Obama. Please explain that to me. I'm dead serious, man. Obama is the most powerful man in the world.
And the president is just the face of the government.
All right, hold on. Somebody need to turn their TV down. Please.
This is just my opinion. I'm just letting y'all know, it's my opinion. I feel that the government and Obama is any president, no matter what the name is a face. The government is not ran by the president. It's ran by the Congress. Congress run the government. You know, the face, you need a face on anything that you do. You need that face to blame somebody. That's what I mean by the presidents like Ronald McDonald. The Congress never get blamed on it. But the president does. And they the ones make the fucking laws and everything that goes on. Them the ones that make the motherfucking, let's go to war. The president don't make that decision. The Congress make that decision. And that's what the whole thing was made for. Just my opinion. I'm done with it.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got somebody. Caller, what's happening? I'm assuming you want to say something about what he just said.
Man. but you know what? I got to say one thing. As tired as the shit that you were saying, there bears a little bit of truth in that. As far as the Congress making the decision. That's the only truth that I heard in all of what you said, but comparing Ronald McDonald to Obama, what part of your mind have you lost?
I didn't say Obama. I said the president. I didn't say
Obama.
I just said president, period.
President.
I said president, period. All the presidents.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking of past, present, and even future. Well, not future, but
right, you might can't compare the new president with Ronald McDonald. I'm just saying. But
right.
Go ahead. We talking about Barack Obama right now, since he is a current president.
Okay. I got this argument on that one. There, he's the one. What can he do? It always go to the Senate. What can Obama do? Everybody mad at Obama. What can he do? It goes to the Senate and the Congress.
He has veto power.
He got veto, but he can get vetoed. It goes to the Congress and the Senate first. Check your goddamn history. The president
doesn't mean nothing but a face. You need to check it. If Obama, he can do whatever the fuck he want to do if he really wants to do it.
Really? He can get impeached if
he can sign.
And he can get
impeached. Because he got executive power. He can do that.
Yeah, and the executive power have to come through the Secretary of Defense first.
Dude. Stop smoking whatever the fuck you smoking, man.
All right. You're not hearing me.
That motherfucker has signed a whole bunch of executive orders right now that Congress didn't even approve.
He can do and that. He was president.
And they were vetoed by the Congress and the Supreme Court. Who got power?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Really?
Man.
You really? Ask Siri. Really? Really? I don't argue. Really? Ask Siri. I don't argue about nothing that I don't know nothing about, y'all. Y'all know this. Seriously? Come on now.
Ask Siri right now. The
president is a fucking face for the government to goddamn take over, period. Now we finna have the government on. Now we finna have the government like movies, fucking corporate. Everybody getting this corporate. If y'all don't see it now, y'all never gonna see it, man.
Oh,
just my opinion, man. It's finna get bad, y'all. I hate to be right, y'all. I really do. At this one time, I really do. But it's finna get bad, y'all.
So why is it gonna get bad, man?
Corporate take over everything. Watch your shows, watch the movies. It'll show you. Period. You want
worse can it get? Like you said, since the corporations already took over, how much worse
it's
can it
not,
get since they've been running the
not,
country?
Okay, we say it's bad now. It's not bad now. We living. We got choices. It can get bad. Martial law can't happen.
Oh, Lord.
It can't
God.
Get.
Damn.
See, y'all.
Is, oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm just
God.
Telling y'all. It can get
I'm
bad,
sorry.
Y'all. I'm just telling
I'm
y'all the scenario.
Delightful about the African. Can we talk
right.
about
come on.
Yeah,
dang.
So you were trying to get him to do a threesome? Or something like that, and he told you he didn't do it, or how did that come about? Is she still here?
She's still on.
I done gave up.
Yeah, I'm still here. I got cut off 20,000 times. I got irritated. But anyway, I heard something very interesting this week, and I've never heard it before. So, Miss Pimp and Janine, I'm just as curious as, have y'all broken a man's penis before? I didn't know that was possible.
Have you what?
Broken
have you ever
a man's
broken
penis?
Dick?
I'm not trying to hurt the penis.
I mean, when you don't do it intentionally, it's kind of like I had to look it up because I didn't really know this shit was possible. It's kind of like a sprain, and it's real painful for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know
okay.
what it is. I've heard that it has happened before, but no, I've never done that. I try to be gentle with the penis.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Ladies, let me ask y'all this. If you did break a dick, would you pat yourself on the back? Like, I broke his shit. I am the shit. I broke this motherfucker's dick. Would you pat yourself on the back? Would you brag to your friends?
I
mean, would you
actually
call up your girl?
It'd be out of commission for a while. I would be highly disappointed.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I wouldn't pat myself on the back.
I ain't
I don't
gonna
know.
Lie
I
though.
Disagree. I think I would.
If I had the opportunity to break a pussy, I'm telling everybody, man, I broke her shit, dog.
Mm-mm.
I ain't think that shit was possible. I broke that motherfucker. That bitch ain't even working right now. I would brag to everybody I know. I put that shit on
Not
Facebook. I put that shit
wow.
on TennesseeRadioShow.com. Her shit got bandages and shit all on it. Hell yeah, I'm posting that shit. Look what I did.
I mean, and would you still mess with that woman again if she did that to you?
If she broke my dick? Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not. Now, I don't know about the rest
Why
of them,
not?
We done.
See, that's what I'm saying.
So you can break my
Why
shit
not,
again?
Though? I mean, okay, well, we didn't, I mean, you know, I didn't intentionally try to do it, but I mean, now I know to be, you know, I can't do that maneuver anymore. Man, I can't.
Oops. No, I'm straight. I'm not fucking with you no more.
You play too rough.
Hell yeah, you play too rough.
You out of commission for a whole month. You can't have sex.
I miss him, though. Right. She didn't answer the question. Disappeared.
She's probably breaking the dick right now. Hold on. I'm trying to do it right now. I wouldn't tell nobody, though. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't say a word.
That's what I would do.
I don't
want to
know
you can do that.
Yeah, I knew about it.
I had to Google and pull up MD. Wait, what the? They broke it. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because it's really not a bone down there. You know what I'm saying? It's not no bone.
I mean,
so just
okay, now from, what I read, though, from my understanding, if it's actually broke, now it has more flexibility to move around. So is it really a bad thing?
You don't want it to move around. You want it to stay still.
No, but that ain't what MD.com said, though.
Yeah, all right.
No,
he ain't playing, though.
You can... I mean,
but
after it heals, now it's more flexible. I mean, you know, you can, you know.
No.
That's just a motherfucker that wants that curve appeal. He just wants a curve appeal.
No.
That's all.
Not the curve
appeal. I'm only going to speak on this because I've been there and done that. And
you broke
it's an embarrassing
before?
Situation for
hold
all
on,
parties
back
involved.
Back up. You actually broke a dick?
Yes.
Wow. How?
And, well, I don't know how, to be perfectly honest with you. But I will tell you this. It's, you're breaking
that's
a
blood vessel.
That motherfucker's
calling you. He's calling you right now.
Right.
What the fuck? Why are you telling these motherfuckers you broke my dick?
No names, but I'm saying you would have thought that you just started your period like it was like a bloody massacre, but it's him because it's a blood vessel inside that actually busted.
Wow. Okay, they didn't say that happened.
Oh
yeah,
my
God. That's breaking a dick.
Oh my God!
Maybe he didn't get his dick broke because he didn't say nothing about no bloody massacre.
And yeah,
you will absolutely know.
You will absolutely know because
I'm breaking
your
neck.
He said he went to the doctor and the doctor told him that that's what happened and you know woo woo, but he didn't say nothing about no blood. Maybe he just didn't want to share that part. I don't know, but yeah, I was a little baffled, but okay.
Well, I'm saying if this would happen in the midst of you doing a damn thing, you would know. He would definitely know. You know, it ain't nothing that like, oh, the next day your shit sprung and hurting. No, you will know on the spot. Period. He would definitely know. He would think that his shit is
so
like...
Wait a minute, So the now his blood is inside. Okay, that's a bit much. Lord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure if he busted a blood vessel, he immediately stopped.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
But it's already there. It's inside of me. That's nasty. I'm done.
For this glove thing.
Oh,
I mean, this
man, I'm about to be a priest, man. Motherfucker break my dick. I'm done. I ain't fucking no more for the rest of my life.
I mean, you will be out of commission for about 2 weeks. But,
I'll
know,
be scared to do it. Every time I got ready to do it, that shit would be in my motherfucking head. I would be scared that it's going to happen
again. You know
again.
What? It will. You're right. It will. You know that you're just not going to go right when you should go left or, you know, getting buck wild. You know, I'm saying, say you just in the skins, hard, heavy. You know what I mean? You are there. And you go in at the wrong angle and she's backing up on it. That's when combustion happens. That's how that, I believe, that
is how it happened.
Oh, well, then maybe I need to be a little more careful because I didn't. Okay, all right.
And I'm saying, think about it. You got a rock hard dick, and you bend it, like, bend it hard, freaking hard. That's nothing but blood that's making your shit hard anyway. And you see what I'm saying? And you snap it just right. That's
okay, we need to change up. We need to change this shit up. This shit don't sound right. This shit is not sounding right.
Whisked it.
Yeah,
but it happens. It does happen.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like I said, I'm a priest. I'm going to be a priest. I would never have sex again.
So Miss Pimp, y'all kept rocking afterwards, though?
He couldn't.
I mean, after it healed, y'all was good. Y'all was, you know.
Yeah. Nurse that motherfucker back to health. You know, you start slow. It's like you being sick. You start on a liquid diet, then you go to solid. Simple.
Okay, hold on. Hold on for a second. You broke his dick and he fucked you again?
Yes.
That motherfucker crazy. What the fuck?
Somebody is knocked the hell out. Hey, I think last year I have actually done the same damn thing, and y'all probably just muted me.
This shit is crazy.
Well, I'm not walking around
with
a woman. This
shit is beyond crazy. This is the craziest conversation we've never had.
I know they're talking about breaking dicks, man.
This is crazy.
Well, you know, I mean, said to Obama, you know, I've heard some crazy shit on here. Even I have said some crazy
when
shit
I went
on
to Georgia,
here.
Girl, that whole parking lot was.
This is just wild. This is just. I'm done.
It's been all over the place.
Like $25.
Yeah, yes, I would agree. But
I can't imagine, man. Oh, I cannot imagine that.
Breaking dick.
I pray for that brother. I'm going to pray for him every day.
Oh, he's good.
He's good. What's wrong? I've been quiet. I just can't. I can't deal with this for the night.
Ooh, you scared? Don't be scared.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is just crazy.
I mean, well, why didn't you have a question? Why didn't you have a topic, a discussion? I mean, you just let the show run it out.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie to you. This is right here.
Crunching and inhaling tacos or hamburgers or whatever else you was eating over there.
I know. I've been sitting back eating. I'm hungry. Oh, my God. This is just crazy. This has got to be the craziest show ever.
Ever in history.
Motherfucker said that.
Anyway,
oh
man, let me say this. For everybody out there in Gainesville land, y'all got to check out our video. Give them the address to the video, man. We want everybody that can hear our voice. Go check out the Sin City movie trailer. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. It's all over the place. Go check that shit out.
Make it viral.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about. Make it viral.
Just go to YouTube, type in Sin City movie trailer. And y'all gonna get that original
no
Sin City
right.
shit. Go to Facebook page.
I want to do something different though, man. And as far as the movie, I want to ask a question. Do y'all think we need to put a love scene in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could
ain't
get
gonna be with you, Miss Pimp. You breaking dicks. Ain't nobody fucking with you.
No nudity like that.
I mean, no, seriously. Do y'all think you need a love scene in there?
I think so. You gotta have some romance in there for somebody.
You can't just be gangsta all the time.
The new Denzel volunteers for that role.
Okay, here we go. Who do y'all think needs to do the love scene? Do y'all think Father
The new Denzel, dog. It's not my name.
The new Denzel. Do y'all think the new Denzel needs to do the love scene?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so I'll
mute every last one of you. You motherfuckers will never, ever hear your voice on this show again if y'all don't say yeah.
Hey, so who's going to be the love interest?
We thinking about you and
an extra.
I'm
on my way home.
That's not in my contract, dog. I'm not fucking with Miss Pimp, man.
Wow.
She ain't finna break my shit.
It's all make-believe. It's all make-believe.
I need my shit. Ain't going to be real. We keeping it real. This shit going to be 100.
You definitely need an extra.
Y'all doing too much. Father Tom will be on there saying, wee, 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 wee.
They gonna need a double cut. Double, come on
in. No, ain't no double.
Pop tied the cave in 2.3 seconds. Cut. Wait a minute, man. You can't be doing no 50 pumps. Come on, we got to wait another motherfucking 2 hours before we start filming again. No.
76 pumps, man. 76. Don't cheat me.
You're not getting no love. Father Tom, I'm sorry. You're not getting no love scene, man. I just don't want to see them breaking
up. All I need is a fucker, man.
It could be a quick bathroom scene. He just unbuckled his pants and, you know, she lifts the skirt up. And then he ain't
got to
be.
No, he can't lift his shirt up because if I see them great nipples come out, boy, it's a wrap. It's totally over.
I said she lifts her skirt up and he unbuckles his pants, is what I said.
No.
Not he lifts his shirt up.
I'm about to say he lift his shirt up.
I mean, you know, I can be backstage. You know, you saw the time I can narrow you down real easy. You had no grace.
You could be my fluffer.
Just soft chested. Put some baby oil on to shine you up real good.
I already got my fluffer.
What you gonna do with
I'm
all
ready.
That great? Hey, he gonna be bad. Y'all ever seen that movie, The Breaks, that old dude dancing with that G-string on? That's Father Time. All right, but for real, though, I mean, do y'all think we need a love scene in there? And if so,
we need to answer the question.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, so who y'all, okay, damn, who y'all think needs to do it?
I mean, look, I don't care one way or the other.
That motherfucker wants y'all to say him. God damn, it ain't that hard.
You know what? I think it should be you, Father Time.
Thank you.
Here's my whole thing. I keep bucking for him to say it, but I want it to be him. Everything ain't about me. I'm not trying to. I'm sexy as it is.
My fans have spoken. My fans have spoken. They said me.
You know what?
I think you should do it all the time because you should be in the cut getting some ass while he's blowing your phone up, caught up in some bullshit, and he can't get a hold of you. You're getting some ass right now.
I could agree with that.
No, I like
He always think everything trying to be about me, and it ain't about me. I just said we need a love scene in there. I didn't say, do I need to do the love scene? No. Me personally, I was thinking about doing the love scene. But no, you always want to, oh, it got to be about him. It got to be about him. It got to be about him. You know what?
Delightful. I mean, Miss Pimp, say that again. What'd you just say?
I'm just saying. I think you should be getting some ass.
He ain't getting shit. Right, bastard.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
I'm sitting there trying to tell. Oh my God.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, I gotta be.
But go ahead.
I can't be a few extra.
All right, Miss Pimp, you think it should be a love scene? What about you, Janine? You think it should be a love scene in the movie?
Oh my God! If you
yeah.
Answer the same question one more time.
Yes, I think it should be a love scene.
All right. What about you, Delilah?
You gotta have a love scene in there.
I told Adrian next time she's on there, she.
What about you, Delilah?
Every thug needs a lover. Oh yes.
You hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. Who was that in the background talking about? You hear me? Yeah, I heard you. Mick, you still here?
No, that was on my end. That was the BFF.
All right, well, you know what? I guess we're going to have to write a scene in there.
Man, we're going to write it especially for you. You and your great nipple.
No, man, I don't need to do it, man. I don't need to do it, man.
No,
I just
the new Denzel got to have a love scene. No,
Listen to me, man. I just text Holly. She said she's busy that weekend, so it's all good, man. You know Holly Berry? I just texted her. She said she's busy that weekend, so I should let it ride.
I don't know why. Make suffer. So shit.
Me personally, I think Miss Pimp should have a love scene.
No.
I mean, you gotta have some hood
scenes for like, and Bush.
Wait.
Hold on.
What's more hood than Miss Pimp, the cop getting her motherfucking cheeks beat on the side of the road in one of them designated areas? And then we get a call.
I like it.
You might have to show a little skin, though.
Oh, my goodness. He is crazy. Now y'all going to be outside having his pimp butt naked in the car.
So these guys so
cold. He's so cold, right? He's so cold, I bet he can make it look like extra.
Right? I was saying we got to show some skin. You can't just show a just, you know what I'm saying? We got to show a little thigh, a little something. Her and Wicked, a love scene. She ride the shit out of Wicked. Such a bitch ass up. Bust the bag of this with the handcuffs on him and he. You know, he's just taking those smacks and shit. You know what I'm saying? We got a possible 187. She just get the rat. Fuck! Hurry up, motherfucker. I gotta go.
Yeah, funny.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, we can do it with anybody. I mean, I'm just figuring that we need to do a love scene. We need to do something nice, something sensual, something sexy. Now, here's the thing about it. We need somebody to look good. Hold on. What?
I'm saying, we keep talking, but as far as, in my opinion, Janine, you need to, like, be all through this.
Oh, you talking about me?
No, yes. I mean, I'm saying even when it was being done, all I kept thinking about, where the hell is Janine in all this? Where is she? No lie. So, I'm saying all
so
this
say
talk
we need to put
about
Janine in the love, we need to put Janine in the fucking thing.
Yeah, something.
Well, okay, I'm with it.
Something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and so who I'm going to be in the love scene with?
Director?
Talk to the new Denzel. He got all the scenes locked up.
Father Time, who I'm going to be in the love scene with?
I think we should put you in the love scene with Jerry.
With who?
Jerry.
Who is Jerry?
Not the white guy from the jewelry store.
Exactly. There you go. That's your wild factor right there.
Okay. Picture this.
Help
us picture
this. Hold on. Miss Pimp, you know who Jerry is.
I do, but I'm
great.
I'm saying, take me there. Like, give me a visual.
Jerry hitting that shit. She comes to the jewelry store.
What I'm saying is, like put
it in
the story.
I'm finna too. She comes to the jewelry store, drop off some money for us. You know what I'm saying? And there you go. You know what I'm saying? Jerry started putting a little words, whispering a little sweet thing in the ear. You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, they in the back getting busy. Then we come in, walk in the back, see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? He got our associate bent over. Ta-da. We whoop his ass or whatever. Y'all don't see that?
No.
Right. Don't nobody see that.
His ass, like, lost me.
I'm just trying to get Jerry in the motherfucking show.
Well, you know.
Hey, Miss Pimp. Hold on, Miss Pimp.
We're trying to direct the whole shit.
Yeah, that's the same scene. Remember, Fontaine came with that scene that everybody kind of kept looking at him like, what?
Right. I'm
what?
Like, man, hold on. Sex scene, take one. 3 hours later, sex scene, take 110.
Right.
Straight up.
All right, Janine. What do you want to do? What character do you want to play?
I'm gonna be mixed girl.
You want to be a who?
I'm gonna be mixed girl.
Oh shit! Here we go.
That might work.
Right. I wish that's like the Queen Latifah.
She gonna be like Queen Latifah and set it off.
Say that.
I can see that, man. That might work.
I like it.
I can see that.
You know what?
We gonna talk about that.
Hold on. While y'all joking and laughing, in all actuality, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
When she picked up that AI, shit.
I can see that.
Now, you got the fishnet stocking, like, under,
fishnet. Fishnet?
I'm just saying, the whole ensemble is fishnet, straight fishnet.
No, come on now, hold on, Miss Pimp. Go on the site now. She got nice thighs. We don't have to cover them up with no fishnets.
Well, you want to create an illusion, but alluring illusion. You know what I'm saying?
See, actually, y'all actually got that now. Since y'all talking about something that's really, y'all actually got my mind working.
Mm-hmm.
I actually can see a scene like that, but see, we gonna have to tell Mick cut. See, Mick ain't gonna know how to break character. Mick gonna be like, Slick Mick gonna be like, let me ad lib a little bit.
You know, I hear,
but you know what?
I hear
y'all talking. Oh, yeah, I know she's still there. But, hey, but for real, though, damn, y'all just actually gave me another idea. See, this is why we need to talk about this on the show quite often, because, man, that's a good idea.
Well, there you go. Then you can do your superhero cartoon next.
Superhero cartoon, huh?
Old conversation. Keep going.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about the cartoon. I forgot about them superheroes with the special powers. You know what? Okay. All right, man, we need to end this show because I need to get the right. Before I forget this. No, seriously. I need to write this down before I forget it.
Well, why don't you have a pen and paper in your hand?
Oh, Lord. I almost said something to you, girl.
That's all right. I'm a big girl. I can take it.
I know. Except that night you got that motherfucking lamb, that lamb steak.
Whatever.
All right, y'all. We about to lose the stream anyway, so it's about time.
Hey, man. Oh, dude, I am so serious. All right, man, take us out. Dude, I am so serious. I'm actually writing now.
All right, Mick, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, when can I start practicing?
No. See, I knew this shit was going to start.
Let me quit playing, man. Good show, fella. Let me get my ass back to work. Good show. I love all y'all, man.
I'm just saying, all I want right. to be the taste.
All right, Delightful, you got any last words?
Oh, man. Good night.
Good night, Miss Pimp.
Yeah, I made my whole day. I had a shitty, lightweight, shitty day, but I'm smiling now, and I'm going to sleep peacefully. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next week. Get them creative juices flowing, and we'll pick this back up next week.
I'm finna write it out right now. I'm not bullshitting. I'm writing it out right now.
Janine.
Oh, it was good talking with you all.
No, fuck that. You look here. We got to put some insurance on them thighs. You can't do nothing. You can't have no bruises, no nothing.
I don't have no bruises.
And that's what I'm saying, and we're going to keep it that way.
Oh, okay.
I am so serious. Y'all motherfucker, boy, Slick Mick Janine, y'all some geniuses.
All right, man, that's everybody, man. What you got?
Man, SinCityRadioShow.com. Let's go. Come on. Let's take us out.
All right, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on internet. Shout out to Gangsta Bill Radio. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. Good night. Next week, y'all. Deuces.